Now, you've probably noticed that there's been a lot of talk in the media and on other radio stations in the last couple of weeks about the hot school meals scheme. And this came in some time back, and not all schools are signed up to it, but many primary schools around the country have gotten involved in it. And there's really been quite a backlash against it in recent weeks. And parents are giving out about the chicken goujons being too soggy, the pizza not tasting right, the vegetables not being properly cooked, etc., etc. And my next guest on the programme this afternoon has been following this, and she has an interesting take about the whole thing to do with the hot school meals programme. She's Joan Pollard-Carew, and she's on the line now. Good afternoon, Joan.
Good afternoon, Deirdre. Good afternoon, listeners.
Lovely to have you on the show again, Joan. Listen,
thank you.
What do you make of this whole controversy? Lots of parents complaining about the standard of food, even teachers complaining about the standard of food on this hot school meal scheme.
Well, Deirdre, to be honest, I think we've lost the run of ourselves altogether. I mean, they're on about the poor nutrition that the children are being provided with at school. I don't understand why schools should be responsible for feeding children anyway. I always thought school was for education. And this supposedly junk food supplied by the state is just another crazy use of taxpayers' money, as far as I'm concerned. And why can't parents just give their children a packed lunch? We all had that growing up. There's always a packed lunch going to school, come home and have your dinner. So where has all that gone? Why have we lost the run of ourselves? Why are we living in a state where everybody looks after the children except the parents? That's the way I read it anyway, certainly, to be honest with you.
And do you think that, parents, some parents at least, are kind of almost passing over, passing the buck, the responsibility for their children to the state?
Yeah, that seems very much the case to me. It's not just about the school meals, but that is the item we're discussing today, so we'll stick with that. But to be honest with you, I think what's actually happened is parents are eating out themselves at lunchtime, so therefore they just can't be bothered cooking a dinner. So where is the whole family unit in that? It's pure madness to think that the state has to feed the children. I mean, for God's sake, it's enough that they're getting a free education, and now they think they should be getting this dinner, and they want a la carte, and they want this, that and the other, and this child wants this lunch and the other child wants a different one. How in the name of the Lord could you cater for that? Logistically, it doesn't even make sense, Deirdre, to be honest, you know?
You were saying that back in your day, Joan, that it was very different, that you brought something cold in with you to school and had it, and then you had your dinner in the evening.
Yeah, I cycled 4 miles to school every day and 4 miles home again. And we brought a sandwich to school, sometimes only bread and jam, because that's all my mother or father had to hand at the time. And I can still remember the awful tomato sandwiches because they were soggy. And I can never to this day relish a tomato sandwich. But we got on. If you didn't eat it, you just went hungry and you got on with it. You got back up on your bicycle and you cycled home and you got your dinner when you went home. And now dinner wasn't always meat and two veg or anything like that. I mean, you might get meat once or twice a week, but it would mostly be vegetables, to be honest with you, or maybe a vegetable broth, and we all grew our own vegetables. I mean, we've moved away from reality as far as I'm concerned. We're living in a make-believe world right now, to be honest. And why can't mothers, or even fathers in this case, cook a dinner in the evening after a day's work? My mother did it, and she was a working mother. I done it myself as a working mother, and I ran a business. My daughter, who's now running that same business, goes home and cooks a dinner for her children, because this is what we grew up with. That was the way of life then. And it can still be the way of life.
So do you reckon that parents, you know, that they could, if they really wanted to, make time to get a hot meal together for their kids when they come home from school in the evening?
Of course. It's all about organising yourself. I remember back when I was very busy in business, and particularly Christmas time would have been a very busy time for me. And I'd be either up in the morning at 7:30 preparing that dinner, so as when I come home, it'd be mostly ready just to put it on, or setting a timer on an oven. I mean, there's loads of ways you can do it. You can prepare the night before. You can set your oven to put on your dinner and come home and it's done for you. And now they have more gadgets. I mean, they have all these air fryers and things now. So there's no excuse whatsoever as far as I'm concerned. I have no understanding whatsoever of what the whole idea of having to school feed children. That, to me, is insane.
Well, I suppose the reasoning behind it, or the whole aim behind it, Joan, is that there are a lot of children, and these figures are borne out by the Vincent de Paul and other groups, that are living below the poverty line, and they mightn't necessarily get a hot dinner at home for whatever reason. Their parents might be struggling, their parents might be in having addiction issues, whatever. And this way, at least it guarantees that those kids get one decent hot meal into their stomachs every day.
Yeah, but are they getting a decent hot meal? I mean, I've seen it on television, some of the photographs and the footage of what is supposed to be a nutritious meal. I wouldn't feed it to the dog, I'll be honest with you. It looks rotten. There's no way. It's not nourishing. I know they're talking about bringing in nutritionists or to improve on it. We're completely losing the run of ourselves. And this whole idea that there's poorer children there who are going to go hungry. You know, no matter what you do with those children, they're going to go hungry anyway, because they're not going to eat that rubbish anyway. Mm-hmm. No child would even face that even. You know, you'd be saying, oh, they'd be glad of it. No, they wouldn't be glad of it. They're looking at it and they're turning their noses up at it. And it's costing everybody, costing the taxpayer again. It's a total waste of time and a total waste of space. I think what needs here is people need a proper education as to how to live their lives. If you're going to have a child, you have to be told, right, you're going to have this child. You're going to have to rear it. You're going to have to feed it, dress it, educate it, and be responsible for it. Now, those days seem to be gone. It's all about just push out the children, let somebody else look after them. Sure, they'll be grand, sure. If the government will look after everything, like they're being responsible now. If the cat had kittens now, the government would be held responsible. It's gone mad. Mm. It's gone totally mad.
So you don't think it's fair that taxpayers' money is being used to fund the provision of these hot dinners at school?
No, because the only people gaining from it are the people who are putting this food, inverted commas, together. So it doesn't sound to me like it's nutritious. It doesn't look nutritious. Doesn't look appetizing. It's been dumped. And I saw a clip of it being actually dumped in a school. So who's gaining? The people providing that service are gaining. Children are not gaining. The whole thing needs to be looked at. If there has to be food provided to certain children, well, perhaps that's the way of looking at it. But it has to be done in a much more uniformed way, to be honest.
I was talking to somebody recently, Joan, an older person, and they were recalling, you know, back in the days when the nuns were the educators of a lot of children in Ireland, and they were saying that what happened back in the day was the nuns at some point during the day would appear with trays of bread and butter or bread and jam and milk, and any child that might be hungry or, you know, parents might be struggling would get the glass of milk or maybe a cup of tea and bread and butter, and any child that didn't need it didn't take it. So that's what used to happen back in the day. So do you think some kind of a provision could still be made for the kids who might be struggling without this whole issue of going to the school canteen and everybody being fed?
Yes, I think that would be a good idea. That makes sense, you see. This is the thing. But you see, we're not living in a world where things make sense anymore. If it's common sense now, that's exactly it. It's not common anymore. There's no sense at all or sensibility in society today. As I said earlier, you know, we're living in a society, it's an entitled society now. That's absolutely what it is. Everybody's entitled to something now and nobody has to do anything. And the hand is out at every turn and twist that you can find. And people are just not responsible for their children. They're not responsible for their needs. The government is going to look after them all, like, you know. I mean, it's like one big orphanage as far as I'm concerned now, our country. Just shove them out there and let somebody else look after them and rear them, and that's what it feels like. To be quite honest with you, I'm nearly almost angry over this, because I think it's pure madness.
And you mentioned as well about, you know, the parents who say they don't have enough money to feed or clothe or educate their kids. Do you reckon as well that better budgeting might come into play? Or, yeah.
Of course. You see, this is the whole thing. It's the parents who need to be educated as well as the children. And I think, like, I don't know, do they still do this marriage guidance, or do anybody believe in any of that anymore anyway, or are they any of them even married anymore? And that's their own business. I have no issues with any of that. But, like, before, no matter what you're going to do in life, you need to educate yourself regarding whatever it is you want to take on. Like, if you want to take on a job or a task, or you want to drive a car, you have to learn. So instead of just going off and procreating children, one should have to learn how to look after them. Perhaps that should be a school subject, that if you're going to have a family, you need to be able to focus and think about, I'm going to have to rear that child, I'm going to have to clothe it, feed it, educate it, and look after its every need, medical, etc. And I think perhaps that should be a module in school, and it should be at primary level, because they seem to be procreating at a much younger age now than they did in my time anyway, certainly. So I think perhaps that's not a bad idea, you know. Perhaps that should be looked at.
And make sacrifices as well. Is there a lack of willingness to make sacrifices, that when you become a parent it's not about you anymore? You put your own needs to the back burner and put your kids first.
Yeah, that would always have been the case. But I think people have become so selfish now and so used to having everything at the drop of a hat. As I say, they're so entitled now. Oh, I can get this for this and that for that, and I don't have to do anything. And I think that's the society we're living in, totally and completely entitled society. And it has ruined the whole world. And I just wonder, in God's name, what will happen with the next generation? And what will they bring to the world? Like, they're learning from their parents, or at least they're seeing what's happening, and they think this is normal. This is not normal behaviour. This is anything but normal behaviour. And I think that needs to be emphasised.
Well, listen, Joan, fair play to you for coming on and talking about this and putting your name to it, as they say, because a lot of people probably agree with you, but they wouldn't necessarily go on the radio to say it and have the courage of their convictions. And there's a lot of comments coming in about it, and I think the majority of people are agreeing with you. Joan, thanks again for reaching out to us, and we'll chat to you again.
Well, indeed, Joan. Thanks a million.
All the best, Joan. Take care. That is Joan Pollard-Carew there. Joan, not originally from Kerry, but lives here, and got in touch with me earlier, and I thought it was well worth airing this with you, whether you agree with her or not. She doesn't think the school meals scheme is a good idea. As far as I know, it's just in primary schools. Maybe it's in secondaries as well, so I'm open to correction on that. But she feels that we've got to a point in society now where we want handouts for everything, that everyone has a sense of entitlement. Her view is that if you have children, you need to cut your cloth according to measure. You need to budget and plan so that you can feed them a hot dinner and arrange for them to be properly fed and bring their own lunch to school and not expect the state to pay for it and the school to provide it. So what do you think? We'd love to hear from you on 083 300 3300. Lots of comments in about this already, and we'll be back with these after the bingo.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. For an unforgettable dining experience right in the heart of Killarney, book your Kitty's experience and look forward to great food in a warm, friendly atmosphere at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.